inappropriately appropriate episode 7. Inappropriately Appropriate Episode 7, checking in, it's your boy, Tonton Makote, aka OG, aka Who Cares? And this is...
Obiach! Oh, no, I'm just kidding. It's Michael. I am Reaper, as they call me. I own Reaper Films, and I help these guys make the show.
Yeah. And we thank you for that. So today we're going to start by sending our prayers and condolences to everyone who suffered the hurricane in America and like South Carolina, North Carolina. Prayers and condolences go out to everyone over there, you know. Yeah, we're praying for you, and we hope you have the right leader to help you guys in these trying times. But I'm sorry to say, but Trump isn't that leader. But God is gonna help you guys.
I'll link like a donation like website that will help hopefully people out there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll put it in the description.
Yeah.
And then yeah.
Yeah. So now we've gotten that out of the way. Today we're gonna talk about something different, because I really didn't give a shit about most of the things that happened this week, so I just want to make this like a fun episode. We're gonna like give our top 5 artists of all time. That's always fun because it's debatable. You tell me why this person is in my top 5, and I tell you,
I already
why.
Know he's gonna, he was already fucking bugging me about it before.
Yes, because you told me who is gonna be on your top 5, and I was like,
I said one person. You said one person. Started judging me already.
Yeah, so I'll let you go with your number 5 first, then I give my own number 5.
This artist is probably an artist that a lot of people don't know. His name is Scarlord. He's based out of the UK.
He's pretty good.
I showed him to you. You liked him.
Yeah.
He's I guess you would say metal rap.
That is, in a way, like, cause someone,
cause it's very unique.
Yeah, cause when you showed me, someone asked me, well, I played it for like my other friends, and they're like, so, do I consider this rap? I'm like, to me, it sounds like heavy metal trap.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, I usually just say metal rap.
Yeah, cause when he's rapping, he kind of sounds like if XXXTentacion and Denzel Curry had a baby.
I never thought of comparing him to Denzel Curry, but now that you say that, the flow, yeah, because he has a quick flow, right?
Yeah, I enjoy his music. The Heart Attack song, whenever I listen to it on like headphones, bro, it's like when he's yelling. You know,
put it all the way up, or do you kind
of keep it? Of course, all the way up, man, because I want it, I want it to be...
Yeah. I know people that put it in the most minimum volume, I don't understand.
Nah, bro, to enjoy the music, I have to put it all the way up, man. All the way up. So, yeah.
Scarlett. Number 5.
That's a good number 5 entry.
And then this is where the judgment comes in.
My number 5. I would say Kanye West, and I'm putting him at my number 5 because I know everybody's going to be bugging and say, oh, but he doesn't write most of his... But still, man, who gives a shit if he writes or not? Kanye is my number 5. He has... Before Life of Pablo, every other album before Life of Pablo, I consider it classic from Kanye. Life of Pablo I liked, but I won't consider it a classic. Yeezus... No, actually, no. Yeezus was before Life of Pablo, too, right? So no, Jesus, I don't consider Jesus a classic. So everything before Jesus, like Graduation, Late Registration, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, 808 and Heartbreak, I consider all that classics. But Jesus, Life of Pablo, yeah, I like songs on it, but I wouldn't consider them classics, you know. But yeah, Kanye is my number five. Great artist. He has given me way too much good music for me to not,
really,
know, give him credit.
Really?
And include him as my
I'm a sick fuck. I like Quick Fuck.
Yo, that's a good song. I don't know why you people are hating on that song, man.
I personally don't like it. But...
You're such a fucking heart. I love it. That's a good song, man. That's a good song, man. I like the song. So
it's,
yeah,
it's smart.
Yeah, obviously,
it's smart.
Like he kind of he went into Lil Pump's world, and also at the same time, Lil Pump went into Kanye's world. Like they met at the middle.
I've actually never heard Lil Pump on like autotune.
Yeah.
So that was pretty interesting.
But and this, like, yeah, like Lil Pump sounded like really, really different on this song.
Yeah.
Like,
but not really. He still sounded like Pump.
Yeah, but he didn't use the usually, like, I'm not a fan of Lil Pump, but like I enjoy some of his songs. But the songs I like from Lil Pump, like Boss, you know Boss.
I love that song.
Boss is a good song.
Boss, Flex Like Who.
Yeah.
What is another one?
Esquete.
Yes.
That's not a bad song.
And, Nephew?
Nephew with Snoop Park. Yeah.
I like the video on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, Kanye is my number five.
It's a pretty good number five.
Yeah, who's your
I thought you would put him up higher, but I guess
nah,
not.
Nah.
But,
who's your number four?
Number four? Ready for the judgment from this guy? Travis Scott.
Why will I judge Travis Scott? I fuck with Travis Scott, man. What the hell? I thought you were going to say someone trash.
See what I mean?
No, but Travis Scott is good, though.
I love Travis Scott.
Travis Scott is in my top 10. Probably not my top 5, but my top 10.
You know what's funny? Making it a top 5 is actually hard. Like, you have to think about it. Because yeah, when you make a top 10, it's easy. But then once you go into that top 5, you're like, oh, maybe I should put this person here, this person there.
Yeah.
Travis Scott was a hard one to place.
Travis Scott, yeah. Like, all his albums are...
I like all his albums.
All his albums.
There's certain songs, right? Like Antidote, Goosebumps, right?
Antidote, the Goosebumps, one with,
So,
do you know Maria I'm Drunk with Justin Bieber and Young Thug?
Wait, what?
Maria I'm Drunk. It's a Travis Scott song with Justin Bieber and Young Thug.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Justin Bieber.
It's a good song. I know, yeah.
I'll have to listen
to
that later.
Yeah. Travis Scott, dude, it's Astroworld just...
Astroworld is so good.
Astroworld just, like, till today, I still listen to Astroworld and I'm like...
Yeah. That's when you know it's one of your top, you know, favorite music, I guess. You
yeah.
Say.
Travis Scott, I have no problem with you having Travis Scott in your top 5. He's definitely, like, his production is smooth, especially on Astroworld. And I liked Beds in the Trap singing Mac Knight, mm-hmm. The album before this, yeah. So that was a good album too. The only Travis Scott album I've kind of had not that much of a good thing to talk about it is the one with Quavo, Honcho Jack.
What? Bro, I love that album.
Really?
Yeah, Dubai like, Shit, like Saint Dubai, Laurent Mask.
I like the one with Takeoff, Eye to Eye.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I only like Dubai Shit, Saint Laurent Mask, and Eye to Eye.
Who could that be?
My nurse, bro.
Your nurse?
We'll be back. We'll be back. Don't move. Don't move from your seats. We'll be back. And we are back, yeah.
Hold on. I didn't even get in place. Jesus Christ.
And we are back. Yes. Back. Like we never left.
Just like that.
So, yeah. We're talking about your number four. So, yeah. Shout out Travis Scott. He's your number four. Yeah. He's definitely my top 10, but not my top 5. Yeah. So, my number four, Jermaine Cole. J. Cole. J. Cole is my number four, man. Great lyricist. Great artist, great person, even if I don't know him personally.
He seems like a good person.
Yeah. But yeah, J. Cole is my number four. All his albums I've enjoyed. The album that people didn't really mess with, For Your Eyes Only, that was actually a pretty good album to me because it was a more personal album for J. Cole. He's talking about relationships and just, you know, things that men go through dealing with, you know, the punani. Oh. So yeah, man, I always like when artists get personal and don't always talk about, I like when they talk about materialistic shit, but also like when they get into like personal shit, like relationship problems, mental problems, like, you know.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I actually didn't listen to For Your Eyes Only at all.
Well, I'm not surprised because you don't listen to...
I listen to K.O.D. though.
You don't, you know? I'm going to save my criticism of your list for later. So can you just let me talk right now? Because, I'll kick you out if you talk shit about J. Cole.
I'm not talking shit about J. Cole.
How can you not listen to For Your Eyes Only?
Because I just never got a chance to getting around to it.
What do you do with your time that you didn't listen to K.O.D.?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe edit your 30-minute fucking videos. Well, of you two idiots fucking around.
Well, K.O.D. came out 2 years ago, nigga. What's your excuse now?
I worked a lot.
Where?
That I can't say.
Oh my god.
That I can't say. It was under a contract. You know, I don't want to get sued.
Okay, so you signed an NDA.
Sure.
We'll so yeah, that. Don't talk shit about J. Cole.
I like J. Cole.
Is my number four. And who's your number three? Go.
Now, oh, this is where the judgment comes in. Can you guess?
Okay.
Small Perk.
Say it again for people.
Around me are familiar faces, worn out places.
I have too many questions. The first question I'm going to ask you. Smoke Perp?
Is that a question?
Okay, 1, 2, 3. Dude, come on. I fuck with Smoke Perp songs, but...
Okay, that Murda beat, like, album, Bless Your Trap, lit.
That was a good album, but...
Dead Star, lit.
Just in case you guys are thinking, why am I going after his number? This is a top 5 list of all time.
That is my personal opinion, though.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
You're entitled to your opinion. But what the fuck are you thinking, man?
I like his music. Don't be an old head, man.
Hey, I'm only 23, man. I'm not an old head, bro.
Your soul is like an old head.
I just have ears for good music. Smoke Perp has like 2 or 3 good songs.
I know what you're going to say.
But any...
I don't want friends, I want outies.
Yeah.
That's probably what put you onto him.
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, that was what put me onto him, I won't lie. But top 5? And Travis Scott is your number 4?
What? I like Scarlord? Yeah. I like the hard shit like that. So I enjoy more of Smoke Perp's like hard shit.
So you don't
like so you Fingers don't, Blue.
See my thing with see? Travis Scott.
With Travis Scott. Yeah,
Travis Scott. That was a good song. But so you really don't care about how he got his ass handed to him by the Nigerian goose Ross sent on him.
Yo, fuck Russ. Okay? He's a bitch.
You wanna get your care. Ass whooped
I don't by care. Russ? You think these Nigerian
Russ fucking it's not me. Look at who is saying it, man. Fuck you know how much as I'm in this episode with him, I have nothing to do with his opinions about you. I love you, Russ. Don't send your goose on me. But hey, I can give you his address to send your goose on him. So you don't care about what Russ did to Smoke Burp?
Cut!
Yo, man. Yeah, so, yeah, okay, Smoke Purp is your number three. I'll give you that.
Fuck Russ, again. Fuck Kid Blue for stealing Adam 22's cat.
Yo, Kid
Blue. We have to talk about that later.
Kid Blue is a clone, man. Don't fuck with clones, man. My God. He's a clone. That's why he has a tattoo on his chest, because all the clones that escaped from the cloning factory, they have a tattoo on their chest, man. You know what I want
to
talk about?
Do you not know how cloning works? I searched it up yesterday.
Dude, obviously I...
Bro.
It's... Dude.
There's no, like, manufacturing. There's no tubes of babies in big cylinder tubes.
Come on, do you really think I believe he's a clone?
We're going to talk about this after. We're going to finish our top five. So and then we'll get to that.
What number are we now?
We're number three now.
My number three.
Oh, wait. Did you say no? No, you haven't said your number three.
My number three. This guy I'm about to say, I actually consider him, in my opinion, the best lyricist of all time. But as an artist, I still enjoy his music. But him being number three, trust me, has nothing to do with who is on my number one and my number two. I just didn't know where to place him, so I put him in my number three. My number three is Royce da 5'9". As someone who listens to good music, allow me. I'm only gonna be talking in this segment because I'm pretty sure you know nothing about Royce da 5'9". When all you listen to is Smoke.
Name a song.
Oh,
like his popular, most popular song.
Okay, in the recent years, his most popular song I think is he has a song with Eminem on his last album, Book of Ryan, called Caterpillar. You know what? I'm gonna just take this segment.
Just take this.
Just you can go drink water.
I'm gonna go take a break.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to McDonald's.
Okay.
You want something?
Cheeseburger.
You want a cheeseburger
with chicken nuggets?
You want me to
fries.
Send your nurse to you again?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, Royce da 5'9", great lyricist. All his albums have been really, really, really good.
Put me on, man. Put me on.
Okay. Put you on. Before you sleep tonight, listen to Royce da 5'9". I'm not even gonna name any song. Just any. Okay. Listen to Cocaine. It's from his last album, Book of Ryan. That song is crazy, man.
I don't like drugs.
He's actually not rapping about... He's rapping about how his dad was hooked, was an addict to cocaine, and how that had an impact on him as a kid. Fuck, why am I blacking out, man? So he's talking about how his dad had to choose between him and coke, and obviously a real man chose his child, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, man, that song is powerful. Which other Royce da 5'9" song can I put you on with? Because I know you don't go after lyrics, so I'm not gonna give you like.
No,
a
I do. I do like lyrics.
Yeah.
Of course, I like lyrics.
Then you should listen to Godspeed.
Godspeed?
Godspeed by Royce da 5'9".
Okay.
Listen to Dumb by Royce da 5'9". Listen to, the There's this song on his record with DJ Premier. Flirt. You know what? I'm gonna give you like a list of songs of
Royce. Okay, just give me a list.
Yeah, after and we then. But yeah, Royce the Five Time my number three. Shout out Royce the Five Time, man. You're one of
I'm
the,
sorry, I'm disappointing you.
Yeah.
Not you.
You are disappointing me too, nigga. So who's your number two? Let me guess. Kilimanjaro.
No, I don't fucking kill you like that.
Well, Lil Pump.
No, not Lil Pump. ASAP Rocky.
That was a good pick, yeah. I like ASAP Rocky.
See?
Yeah. I used to like him.
You want to talk lyrics that, you know.
But it's
I fuck with it.
I used to fuck
it's
with
it. It's not like lyrical. But there is some.
No, but early ASAP Rocky, like, do you know the song Palace? Dun, 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 dun. I forgot the name of that tape. There's this other song, Goldie. You know Goldie?
Yeah, of course. Oh, my God. That's classic,
that's
bro.
That's classic,
ASAP Rocky. Have you ever heard of the song Bass by ASAP Rocky?
Of course.
Not okay, every time I ask people this question, have you ever listened to Bass by ASAP Rocky? They're like, no, I've never seen that cover. I've never seen that song.
That was like, but that was like his early shit. That was like in his
really
early. That was really early. I like, do you know, Peso?
Peso's good. Young, what is it? Young Flacco.
Lord Pretty Flacco Jody.
Yeah.
Lord Pretty Flacco Jody, yeah.
The one with Schoolboy Q.
Yeah, They have like two. He has two or three songs with Schoolboy.
The one on the. There's on one.
Push a bit, little bit. Take a hit. Hands one. On the wheel. You know that one. I'm just getting.
There's just many ASAP Rocky songs that are bangers.
Yeah.
And to all the people who said his last album was trash, go listen to it again.
Yeah.
Just listen to it again.
The album was, it was solid, but most people who are like casual fans of ASAP Rocky, they didn't like the album because they're like, oh, his sound has changed. But like real ASAP Rocky fans, like for me, I enjoyed the album to an extent. Yeah. Like there were just some songs I think he should have, like the song with Kodak Black on the phone from jail.
You didn't like that one?
Like, there are just some songs that were pointless to be on the album. But that doesn't take anything away from it. I still feel ASAP Rocky is still one of the best artists right now, man. He's still...
And designer, bro. His clothing?
Oh, I thought you said designer, the artist.
No, like. I'm saying he's a designer. Like, clothing. I like his clothing brand.
Yeah, his clothing. Did you see his new shoes with Under Armour?
I think I saw.
Anything ASAP Rocky does, like fashion wise, I fuck with heavy. Yeah.
So you should go watch his complex when he goes shopping with whatever that guy.
Sneaker shopping with Joe La Puma.
Yeah.
ASAP Rocky, he's a style icon, bro. My number two. I don't know if this guy should be my number two or my number one. You know what? For my number two and number one, there's no order. So,
no. You have to choose an order.
Come on, man.
Bro, you have to. You said top five. This is top five. I said it's hard to make a list, but you have to make a list.
Okay, my number two is Pusha T. Oh my, you don't listen to Pusha T?
No, I listened to his last thing. And the whole beef with Drake.
Yeah, Pusha T is my number two. Every album by Pusha T has been amazing.
Voice. His voice is so unique. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and there's this thing he always does.
And his ad-libs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, that shit is the... you know what? You know what makes me just... like Pusha T. He has been rapping about the same thing since he started rapping, cocaine, about how he's a drug dealer. But still today, I'm still not tired of hearing him rap about that. But
does he?
Who cares, man? Who cares, man? Every rapper is a... I look at rappers as professional liars, man. Every rapper lies about one thing or the other, bro. So who cares who said the truth? If it sounds good to me, hey, I'm a bump it, bro. I'm a bump it. Well, yeah.
Fair enough.
But kids, don't do cocaine. Even if I like Pusha T, I've never taken a line in my life.
Kids, do you think there's kids out there watching the show?
Yeah.
Do you have a few?
Kids like my kids.
No. I'm like a young
kids.
Fan.
I have 5 kids. So I'm sure 5 of my kids are watching. You know who my 5 kids are? Prosper.
Yeah, shout out to Prosper.
Yo, man, don't shout out that nigga right now, man. Fuck that nigga. Yo, fuck you,
Prosper. He's out, you know, saving babies from burning buildings.
Right? Yeah.
At the moment. That's why I'm here. We never explained why I'm here.
I thought you were Prosper all this while, man.
Yeah, I mean... Obia, checking in!
So, what were you talking about, actually?
And your children watching.
Yeah, oh yeah. So, no, young fans, don't do drugs. Young kids, don't do drugs, man. Stay... out
in your lane.
Stay in your lane and just drink Fanta and Coke and 7-Up. That's all you need in your life. And it gets you. Coke? No. Coca-Cola. So that's my number two, yeah. Who's your number two?
I said my number two.
So who's your number one? Oh my god. 6ix9ine?
No. This is a, oh, you know, R.I.P. to this guy, XXXTentacion.
Okay, yeah, XXXTentacion.
Bro, this is just like, it's so weird not seeing his Snapchat stories or his Instagram stories, lives. You know, his inspirational talks, I guess. Yeah. But as a artist, man, he's so diverse. He could do some like crazy, like weird shit to like super hard shit to actual like real shit that he's been through.
He's super talented, man. Like, bro, the day like I go on Instagram, the day he died, I go on Instagram and I see the story. Oh, XXXTentacion has been shot.
Yeah.
No pulse. Dude, I don't know, man. I start getting scared. Because I do that.
Bro, I remember... You know what's funny? This is going to be one of those days that people are going to be like... Kind of like 9/11. Like, where were you when this happened? I feel like it's kind of like that. Not in a big aspect like that. Yeah, but to fans like that. Right? So, I remember the day that happened, like, I was at a friend's house, and he's like, yo, X got shot. And then it just, like, says, no pulse. It's for the music video, no pulse, the album, no pulse. I'm like, fuck, I don't even know what to believe, man. Like, it was such a roller coaster of a day.
When I saw the report that he got shot, and then I was seeing the videos on Instagram. I'm like, he doesn't look alive, man.
I said that too. Like, I said, his lips are white.
Yeah.
He's literally gone.
Dude, so when I saw the story that he got shot at first, I just chose not to go on Instagram for like 5 hours.
Oh my God.
The next thing I'm like, you know what? Let me just see. Because I wanted to keep up. I go on Instagram and I saw X pronounced dead. Trust me,
fuck the guys who shot.
I'm a gangster. I'm
so glad.
I'm a gangster.
Hopefully they have the right people.
Yeah. Because
if they don't, oh.
Dude, trust me, man. I'm a gangster. I never cry, man. But when I saw that shit, bro, it got me, man. X. Like, Oh, but dude,
that got you?
That got me.
What
man.
About for Mac?
Mac, I wouldn't lie that I cried, but I definitely felt something. Like for 2 days I wasn't myself for Mac, but for X till today when I hear his songs I'm like, man, like this guy
like,
was
you're
trying
not
to
gone. Like you're not gone. Stop trolling people. Like come back, man.
Yeah.
Like all that little peep track with X that just came out.
I don't know, man. I don't like that song, man.
I want to like it.
I want to like it, but I...
It's... I wish it was something different.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of forced, you know?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of forced. But, man... I mean, I don't like every X song, but, like...
Yeah,
most of his songs...
There's, you know, I mean...
Especially from, like, his
90...
last...
95% of his songs I like.
I would say that too, 95% of songs I like. Well, yeah, everyone.
What was your
like,
favorite album, though?
The last one he just put out. The last one he just put out.
Yeah?
I like every song on that. The Spanish song, the one with Madas, Get Money, yeah, I like that one. My favorite X song of all time.
I like 17 a lot, actually.
17, yeah, 17 was a good out. Like,
I feel like I related to that one a little bit more.
You know why I kind of related to this one he just put out like a few months ago more? Because like the album took you from you hear sad, then you go to a song where he's like,
Moonlight.
You hear Get Money, yeah, with Maddox. you hear Going Down. By the way, that's my favorite X song of all
That's
time.
Your favorite X song?
Going Down.
Really?
Yes, Going Down. I love I like this song. Oh my God.
I like his more like underground shit. So like Sipping Tea in Your Hood.
Yeah. I died in my... I saw the devil in Miami and... he told,
Proud Cat Owner?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, talking about him just, yeah, man.
Yeah, don't cry.
Yeah, that was your number one.
You need a
one.
Tissue? Where's the nurse at?
Real niggas don't cry, man.
What if I pulled one of your hairs? Do you think...
I still won't cry, bro.
He's gonna cry.
No.
Ready? Ah, you're so scared.
Reflex, I'm just gonna fucking knock you out, man. Reflex. Try it.
Try it.
Try it.
Try it.
Pull my hair first.
What's your number one?
My number one. My number one is Kendrick Lamar.
Wow, I actually wasn't expecting that.
What?
I actually wasn't expecting that.
Really? Kendrick Lamar is... You know what? Whenever I start talking about Kendrick Lamar, I could go for hours, man. He's, to me, the most impactful artist of this generation. Why are you silent? You don't... Tell me one Kendrick Lamar album you listen to. The fact
damn.
That... Okay. Damn was crazy. Damn was
crazy. I like Damn.
I like...
That album right there. That's good.
You know
one with Mad City.
Yeah. You know what's funny? My favorite Kendrick Lamar album is actually Section 80. Like, it's first... People don't recognize it as an album. They call it a mixtape. But like... That album was so good, man. I liked Overly Dedicated. Obviously, I like Good Kid, Mad City. I liked the one after Good Kid, Mad City. To Pimp a Butterfly.
Yes.
That was a good album.
Yes.
And
that
Damn.
Was a good album. That's probably my second favorite album.
Actually, I like Untitled, too. So this time he just dropped like a random album, Untitled. That was good. And I also liked...
Yeah, I like that. I like that kind of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I liked the Black Panther album too.
Ooh.
That was a good
that
album.
That was a good album. Oh, yeah. Man.
Kendrick Lamar is my number one.
Let me put down this...
Damn, the light,
exposure,
man.
Exposure, yeah.
The freak... Why is it now the sun is shining, man? Freaking sun, man.
Oh, man, the light is bouncing on my eye.
Yeah, it's bouncing on my eye. So, yeah, that's my number one. So,
I like that.
I was gonna ask you, do you follow like MMA, like UFC?
Yeah, I do.
Did you watch the press conference? Yo, McGregor has to win, man. Conor,
bro, I
like him though. I like Conor. He's the best He's the best trash talker I've ever seen.
Bro, when he wins though. That's the thing, right?
He backs it up. Yeah,
he backs it up.
He backs it up. Yeah.
Man,
the press conference.
How many years ago was when he fought Aldo?
Aldo that was like crazy. 3 years ago when he knocked him out in like six, seven. Yo, McGregor.
Seconds, bro.
Yeah,
seconds. Then they had the rematch. Did he lose?
No.
No, he won that, right?
Yeah.
He won twice. Okay.
He fought. He beat the only person that I think had beat him was Nate Diaz.
That's who he lost to.
Yeah, Nate Diaz.
Didn't they have a rematch again?
Yeah, he won the rematch.
Yeah.
He beat Eddie Alvarez too.
My God.
So yeah, he's
By the way, if you're ever curious about top fives on by local artists, I have a homie, Jay Geezy. He's coming out with a series of top fives.
Yeah,
where he's gonna go around the city, talk to some artists, and ask them their top five. Because it's such a like entertaining thing. But at the same time, you kind of debate with your phone or your laptop.
Yeah.
Like, really? Yeah. Like, that guy, like...
Just like
kinda, there's a lot of top fives that I've heard from when I went to go see what he was doing. People were saying Eminem is number one.
Man.
I can see why.
I can see why, but at the same time, I don't know why. Eminem... No, I don't even want to.
We did two episodes on this already.
Yeah, I don't want to go into. If I go on a rant of Eminem right now, man, I'll go for like hours, bro. Eminem is one person where he only does shit for shock value. Like, he disses everyone just to get the attention. You know what? We'll leave this topic for another day. I don't want to talk about Eminem today, man. Want to talk about how we can get cloned like Kim Boo, right? Yo, it's working, man. The trolling is working, man. Everyone wants to be like 6ix9ine now, man.
I'm honestly tired of that tactic now.
The trolling tactic. Annoying. If you're doing it right, it's good. But if you're,
there is no right way. It's annoying.
6ix9ine, he does it and... Come on, man! It's working for 6ix9ine.
Yeah, now he's talking shit on
Dunk You, A Boogie with the Hoodie.
A Boogie and then 50 Cent.
But him at 50 Cent one is a joke though, because 50 Cent calls him his son. So you know why 50 Cent was trolling him yesterday, right? So 6ix9ine went for like a fashion show in I think Italy.
Yeah, he went. He's in Europe.
He's in Europe.
He's like, y'all can have the New York, I got Europe, whatever. I'm the king of Europe. Flexing the European $20 bills.
So
or €20.
Yeah, so 50 Cent was trolling him that, they turned my son gay because he calls 6ix9ine his son. Because 6ix9ine wore this out like outfit in the fashion week where it kind of looked like, you know, how all these gay people. Not that we have anything against gay people. We love everybody. But yeah, 50 Cent. It was kind of funny the way 50 Cent was doing it though. So
I haven't seen that yet.
You haven't seen that?
I was about to see it. I was looking at it in the train, but I didn't have headphones, so.
Yeah. But yeah, I think the trolling thing, it works for people who know how to use it.
Yeah, but like, Kid Boo stealing Adam 22's cat...
How,
like, why?
What if Adam 22 was in on the troll too?
No, he's not. He's definitely not.
What do you mean? No,
he hates him, bro.
Come on, man.
He does not like him. He legit does not like him.
How do you know,
bro? Come on. The way that he talks about Kid Boo on the podcast, on interviews, like,
that's why I said he might be in on it too.
No, man. He's definitely not. Why? No. I mean, yeah, I mean, the video of Kid Boo running out of the store with the cat, I know some people are like, kind of looks staged.
Yeah. And we are back! The camera, I mean, the battery, I mean, the memory card died.
The memory card died? So where did we bury it?
Up your ass. Shut up. Shut up.
So yeah, well, we're talking about
how Kid Buu
is your favorite artist, and right?
Adam 22 is going through it, man. Like,
yeah, shit. It's for
fuck
me,
Russ.
Yo, you better watch your mouth, man. Ross is gonna get you, bro.
Boo-hoo. Oh, some fucking videographer from Vancouver. Oh, boo-hoo. He fucking made fun of me. He's calling me a bitch. I'm gonna send Nigerian goose.
Ross, if you want his information, his name is Theophilus London.
Oh, my.
But yeah, man. We're talking about the trolling thing. Dude, the trolling thing... For me, if it's funny, I don't mind it, bro. It just has to be funny.
Kind of over it. Like,
that means that means you won't really enjoy the internet because everyone trolls nowadays.
I don't enjoy the internet, man. Why? Sometimes I don't enjoy the internet.
Why?
Because people are stupid. They just, right, like this goes back to the X thing.
Yeah.
And the when Malcolm died. Like, yeah. People saying that, oh, X deserves it. People saying about Mac, like, oh, Ariana fucking did this to him. Like, come on.
Dude, there was this video that Adam 22 was talking about.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
That guy is an idiot, bro.
The guy that said he can listen to
Ghost.
Oh, my God.
The TV!
It's showing Ariana Grande. I think he's trying to say something. Oh, no.
Dude, that was cringe. Dude, I was getting like cringe bombs, bro. I was like, what the hell? Like, is this what... Like, what has the internet turned into, bro?
Money hungry people, man.
I don't know how many... He got mad views from that thing, bro. He got mad views.
And the fact that he puts advertisement on pretty much like... every 5 minutes of the video. Same thing with the Before You Were Famous or Before You
Before They Were Gone.
The Before You Were Famous thing is cool.
It's cool, but before they were gone.
Before they were gone and making after three episodes. Gone.
Yeah.
Come on, like stop milking it.
Like
you, literally people have no respect for
any,
I mean, I get it. They're a celebrity and they put themselves out there in that world. But like,
but they are still human beings. You got to think of them as a human being before you think of them as a... Like nowadays, like the internet has just become this place where it's just too much to handle nowadays, man.
But here's the thing. Here's the thing with Russ, though.
Why do you keep...
Because this is a good example. When you're putting yourself out there... and putting yourself into the internet, into your famous, public, and you're saying producers suck. I make my own beats, and producers suck. That's why I fucking make fuck like
that. I was mad at him for saying that. He's too cocky for no reason. It's not like his music is like the best. Like it's not that good, bro. Yeah.
Smoke Purp has more hits than him.
No.
Yes, he does.
No.
100%.
No. Ross has a larger following than Smoke Purp. Have you seen Ross touring in Europe? Like he sells out, bro. Like 10 to 15,000 people.
He's probably paying for his own tickets.
Oh, stop it! Man.
He's paying for other people to do his shit.
Yo, he's gonna whoop your ass, man.
Come at me, bro.
You can't let a guy with a man bun whoop your ass, bro. He has like a ponytail, bro. You can't let him whoop your ass.
He won't do shit.
And
he's sending other people to do shit.
And the thing with Russ is that, like... the fact that he's demanding... Okay, now he's saying he's sending all these people to beat people who talk shit about him up. It's like...
if you're looking for respect, that's not even how you get respect. Like, is demanding for respect the wrong way? If you want respect, just release good music and people are going to mess with it. People are going to fuck with it, bro.
Yeah, don't get butthurt over comments on the internet. Like, that's the internet, bro.
Like, that's the internet, man. People just put they rely on the internet to get, like, their self. Dude, there was this thing to get their self. But there was this thing Kanye said. He said Instagram should do a thing where you won't be able to see other people's likes or comments. Like, that's the amount of followers you have, the amount of likes you have. Because that's what people consider love nowadays. Like, they say, if I get like 50,000 likes, most people like me then. Mm. But it's not true. So Kanye is saying Instagram should take all that shit out. So people just
see, and that's it.
Enjoy it, man. Because the internet,
but at the same time,
internet has led to a lot of, like, come on, like, going back to the Mac Miller thing. Do you know how hurt Ariana Grande would have felt?
It took her a long time to post something.
Like, come on, man. If she wasn't, like, if she didn't have, like, the right people by her side, or if she wasn't strong enough, she'd have fully, like, considered killing herself. Because, do you know what it means? People going on your page and saying, oh, it's your fault, Mac died. Like, come on, bro. Like, these celebrities are they are not freaking, like, supernatural beings, man.
Invincible.
Yeah, they're
shit's gonna finish. Yeah, it's finished.
It's finished.
We just finished the card.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.